Hello, this is Lynn coming to you from Savannah, Georgia. And oh my gosh, parking in downtown Savannah is quite impossible. I've been circling around this fair city for at least the last 15 minutes trying to find parking. Interestingly enough, places I've passed by, Mike and I are going to be meeting at the Moon Bay Brewing Company, which I've passed by several times. I've just passed by a place called Cilantro's Grill and Cantina. Amazingly enough, I think I also passed by the Lady and Sons. And of course, those of you who are fans of Paula Deen know that that is the restaurant that she founded with her two sons. The lady being Paula Deen, the sons being, of course, her two boys, whose names kind of escape me at the moment. Okay, gotta let the pedestrians come by. Okay. So anyway, as soon as I get down, I'll go ahead and continue. So, looks like I will be able to find parking, but I will be in a parking garage. I'll be back soon. Hello, it's Lynn. I'm back. So, I guess I was mistaken about the place I'm going to. It's actually the Moon River Brewing Company. So, I'm going to be meeting Mike there. I just left the Musuki in the car, mainly because I had to park it in a parking structure, which is a little far from... Well, not really far, but I wasn't sure I wanted to be dragging a Musuki through the streets of Savannah. And, I'd much rather that I meet him first, and then I go ahead and deliver it to him. So, anyway, what was really cool, as I was driving through here, drove through here around the nooning hour, and they had, I guess maybe some clock tower or something, striking the 12 o'clock hour. Here's the cool thing. After it finished striking the hour, music came out, and to me, to my ears, it sounded like a carillon playing. So, how cool is that? Carillon playing in the middle of downtown Savannah. Very, very cool. Looks like a nice, quaint city. Downtown, nice character to it. Looks like it's quite walkable, too. Lots of people out in the street, so I am heading towards Bay Avenue, and we'll be meeting up with Mike pretty soon. So, I guess I'll just continue walking on, and I'll be back.
On the right, US 17 North.
Okay, well, I just finished meeting with Mike and gave him his bazooki. So, that's a wonderful thing. He's the sixth person from the RPI networks that I've met, in addition to Charles, Nick, Ryan, Joe, and was there somebody else? Charles, Nick, Ryan, Joe, and I'm blanking out on the other person. Tyler. Why do I always blank out on you, Tyler? I'm so sorry. So now I am on my way back, crossing over this beautiful bridge. So I am now in the process of crossing back over the Georgia-South Carolina line, and we'll be heading back up to Durham. Since I do have my Sunday obligations to fulfill over there. But it's been a really, really nice trip. And admittedly, it's much nicer to be driving during the daytime to be making my trip. Much easier, anyway, than driving at night. I do like night driving, but sometimes that could be really, really difficult. So, I mean, I'm seeing just this beautiful scene right now as I'm crossing the Georgia-South Carolina state line. So I'm just going to be settling in. I've got about 6 hours of driving ahead of me. So I will close this audio boo right now. Peace to everybody. And until next time, Anggang Samuli. Bye.